Listen Up Audiobooks presents Don't Worry, It Gets Worse, written and read by Alita Nugent. Alita Nugent is the creator of The Frenemy, a female-centric comedy blog that is devoted to making weird girls feel good about themselves. Since its creation over 3 years ago, it has appeared on The Huffington Post, Thought Catalog, Gothamist, Hello Giggles, Refinery 29, and Crumb-filled Laptops Everywhere. A graduate of Emerson College, Nugent majored in writing and is as shocked as you are that, in this economy, she's able to find a living doing that. She currently resides in Brooklyn, where she stares at dogs and eats sandwiches on stoops and isn't in a band. This is her first book. To my mother, my mamita, my ma, the woman who showed me how strong and tough and kind a female could be. Thanks for believing in me above all else. This book is proudly for you. I love you more than a Grinch like me can express. Introduction. A survey. Is this book for you? Here's how it works. If you answer yes to 10 or more questions, then you should read this book. If you don't, then buy it anyway and give it to the coolest person you know. This author needs money to eat her feelings. 1. Does your college degree hang over your head like a rain cloud made of student loans, false hopes, and rapidly fading dreams? 2. Is feeling enormous panic when you think about your life a normal, everyday occurrence? Is this panic heightened by the smell of Axe body spray when you enter a bar? The thought of people asking about your future? The fear of missing your favorite television show? 3. Do you handle this panic by drinking? 4. Not heavily, just a bottle of wine on Wednesday? You might as well finish the whole bottle because you opened it with your teeth. 5. Would you rather feast on hummus or cheese than have sex with somebody who doesn't read books, drinks protein shakes, or has a goatee? 6. Can you name at least 12 to 15 of the Real Housewives with great pride and organized by the kind of medication they take? 7. But you can still remain up to date on the news and current events? 8. Have you had more imaginary relationships with celebrities, text relationships, or relationships with common house cats than relationships with real people? 9. If I were to sing Everybody, yeah, would you automatically respond with Rock Your Body? 10. Do late night Food Network television shows put you in a lifeless trance? 11. Have you thought about the internet longingly when you were not near it today? 12. John Hamm. 13. Are you very, very afraid to walk in heels? 14. Have you been wearing dirty sweatpants this whole time? 15. Would you like to burn all the magazines that use the word member or Johnson as synonyms for penis? 16. Have you sorted yourself into a Hogwarts house yet? 17. Liz Lemon? 18. Is your greatest battle with your hair? 19. If you're single, is that okay? 20. Do you ever feel like you're the last girl in the world who is the way she is? Thank you. If you haven't closed this book yet, I'm assuming you have passed this test and are worthy of reading it. Good. It's the last test you'll ever take. Because I'm being forced to talk about myself throughout this whole book, you might as well get to know the basics about me. My name's Alita, which I hope you've discerned by now. I'm not famous. I'm not photogenic. I am not dating a celebrity. I am not the child of a celebrity, and I am not on television. I'm also not very good at closing blinds or opening jars without assistance. I am a human being who likes writing and puppies and sandwiches. In fact, I'm also a 20-something who finds some Justin Bieber songs rather catchy. So how did I get here, writing a book on real paper and not just in my head full of pipe dreams? Short answer, dumb luck. Another short answer. My feverish love for the World Wide Web and writing and my post-college joblessness compelled me to start a blog called The Frenemy. That blog became popular on Tumblr, just enough for me to write this book, where I talk about a lot of the things I love, a lot of the things I hate, and all of the things I want. I like to make fun of myself in this book. You'll see why. I'm a big old weirdo who enjoys the finer things in life, staying home on Saturday nights watching basic cable, molding boyfriends out of ice cream, and painting my nails and smearing them within minutes. I assume you understand. A few years ago, I graduated college, diploma in one hand, margarita in the other, completely oblivious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?